Chico came into our lives specifically through a neighbor friend. She told me that one of her friends had three kittens, all boys, and asked if we wanted one, and I said maybe Thomas would because he's thinking about getting a kitten. And a few days after he bought his home, he met Chico. Chico went home with him. And she has the other two kittens, his two brothers. And one day, when I was walking from Thomas's place to here with Chico on my shoulder and Blaze by my side, my friend was outside, Megan, and she saw the kitty cat, and then we stopped and chatted, and she brought the other two out, and they all got to see each other again. I'm not sure if they really knew each other or remembered each other or knew that they knew each other at one point in time. But I have a feeling that they also remember. Facial recognition, scent, feelings, the energy. But they were interesting with each other. They weren't as snuggly as I thought they would be. And I didn't want to let Chico down because I didn't want him to take off. But it was pretty cute and very cool that they got to see each other again. And we only lived a few houses down from them. It's pretty cool. And we decided just before Thomas left for his trip, like a week before, that Blaze was going to go with him so that I could have time to sit still and be quiet, or get quiet. Not being very quiet at the moment. Pretty chatty. But get quiet with myself and reevaluate. I've gone back and forth so many times about sell my house, keep my house. Feeling 100%. With both answers, staying or leaving. And then, okay, if I leave, rent, sell. Goodness. So, I'd like to make a commitment to myself to not think about that until 1 October, for example, just so I can put it out of my head. But I have realized that when I think about getting my house sell ready and I get into that mode, I get my house more to a place that I love with the decluttering and finishing small paint jobs that I've wanted to do touch-ups on, or cleaning the last basement corner, which there still is a little bit of mud in that area, like dirtiness. So I will do that one more time. But it feels so good to have a clean house. I have some stuff in the living room that I have to sort through. Some military clothing and papers and things like that. But my house is really getting to be in a decluttered, organized, calm space with just the items that I quote need, quote. really wanting to just keep the items that I can love on regularly. Nothing around that's going to collect dust, that's for sure. This house is pretty great though. I really do enjoy it. Oh, and a woman built this house, I may have mentioned. We met her, was it great grandson? Or grandson? When we went to the landfill, just happened to find out that I live in the house that he grew up in. Blaze and I live in the house that he grew up in. Wild. Pretty cool that we found that out. So I would like my energy now, feeling just calm and together, I would like that to continue when they come home. And I would like to feel more solid about how to proceed with my future in this home, even. Thomas seems pretty content with his home. And I'm content with his home most time too. Except when I start to think about selling and leaving and going off to another country or something. Blaze really likes it here. And I like that he likes it here. It's really important. He also told Thomas today that he wants to live in Berlin, so he's flexible. He's in the moment. There's so many playgrounds there. It's pretty cool. Lots of green spaces. They went to the lake today. Went swimming. He's getting to see all of his boys on this trip, so that's cool. Even his second ex-wife, and I've really got over a hump with that and feel good about that. I'm glad they all get to be together, him and all of his boys, and even her, even Pascal. Feeling good about all of that.